welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Friday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast, and thank you for tuning in today. Brother John Brown will be along with you in just a few moments, reading tract number 155, Absolutely Free. And Brother DeLange talked about the gifts of grace yesterday. I think this will go right along with that. And as we head into Easter weekend, from all of us here at the Fellowship Broadcast, we hope you have a wonderful Easter. And I'm thankful for memories that are made with family and all of the fun that goes along with those kinds of things. But don't forget to stop and to think about the true meaning of this weekend and what it's all about, and that which separates true Christianity and true biblical Christianity between that and anything else, as we serve a risen Savior. And let's celebrate it with all that we have, and let's be thankful for the price that was paid for our sin, and that now He is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercessions for us. What a glorious blessing it is. And I'm not the one preaching today. Brother John Brown will be along in just a few moments. But it is exciting to think about a resurrected Savior. Bless His holy name. And I'm glad that a resurrected Savior can make a difference in a life. And we here at the Fellowship Tract League believe that He uses the gospel, the Word of God, to do that. And so let's hear from a life that's been changed by the power of the gospel tract.
This letter from a gentleman who, he's in prison, and at the end of this letter, I'm going to have Brother John Brown tell you about our three different sources that help us to send letters back to people that have gotten saved. Listen close. This letter from William, then, in Connecticut. Hello and God bless. My name is William. I am currently incarcerated in the New Haven Correctional Center. I have been looking for an answer to this life. I have read one of your tracts, and I really have learned a lot about Jesus and trusting Him, and I want to trust Him, and He will show me the way from here. When I get out, I want to learn more about the Bible and Jesus, so please help me even now. Can you send me material to help me learn about Jesus? And a tear just ran down my face while I was writing you to let you know I have decided to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. I really love a lot of people I did wrong to, and I do love them now. Why I am here, I want to do right, and so please help me learn how I can walk in the light with Jesus. Thank you, and God bless. That from William in Connecticut.
We have three agencies that we use for a discipleship program, and the one that comes from a prison like that letter that you just read and heard, that would go to Rock of Ages Prison Ministry, and they're able to follow up with discipleship program for all of our prisons and jails. And then if it's anyone who is not incarcerated, it would go to either a church in Pennsylvania or a church in Kentucky, and they're able to get them in a discipleship correspondence that they're able to write, and it goes for several weeks.
I had a man tell me not too long ago, he says, wow, you folks just give them a gospel tract and then just let them hang. No, everyone that lets us know they got saved reading a gospel tract, they are followed up and given an opportunity for these programs to learn more about Jesus. And sometimes we hear of our sinners that tell us that they led someone to the Lord after helping them in the discipleship program. All of us pointing the word towards helping people.
Isn't that just a blessing to hear? And I'm so thankful for how God is touching lives all around the world through the ministry of the Fellowship Tract League. And one of those tracts is tract number 155. And Brother John Brown will be around to read it for you here in just a few moments.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075 or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Hello, this is John Brown with the Fellowship Tract League. Today I'm going to be reading tract number 155. It is titled Absolutely Free. In this day and time, it's not often that someone offers an absolutely free gift. Yet here is the most wonderful and precious free gift, especially for you. It has already been paid for by someone else. Please read on to find out more. This gift is eternal life in a glorious heaven. It is difficult for men to accept the thought of this being a free gift. Man wants to earn everlasting life. The Holy Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. A gift is not something that we earn or work for. We receive gifts out of love. In fact, grace means unmerited or unearned favor. If we work for something, it is not a gift, but a wage. There is only one spiritual wage a person can obtain. The only wages we can receive from God is hell, for the wages of sin is death, Romans 6, verse 23, part A. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death, James 1, verse 15, part B. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8. We earn death in hell, but God gives us heaven through Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ paid for this gift with his own dear shed blood on the cross. Without shedding of blood is no remission, Hebrews 9, verse 22, part B. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, 1 John 1, verse 7b. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5, verse 8. Receive this absolutely free gift today. Come to God in humble prayer, admit your guilt as a sinner before a holy God, turn to God from your sin by faith, asking God to save you through the Lord Jesus Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John 1, verse 12. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. For whosoever, you, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 13. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, part B. Friend, again, this has been tract number 155. It is titled Absolutely Free, and you can order this tract absolutely free on our website if you just go to fellowshiptrackleague.org, or you can give us a call at 513-494-1075, and we would love to send you this tract or any other tracts that you would like to order from us. If you have been saved after hearing this tract, we would love for you to write to us and let us know. Thank you for listening today, and God bless.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?